This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The most famous professional wrestler ever who crossed into pop culture decade after decade, who became immensely popular in the 80s and it continued throughout, had difficult times in his personal life that were magnified, had a show about his family, became a part of the Donald Trump campaign, and is still known as someone who was central to the rise of the then WWF, now WWE. Hulk Hogan dies today at 71. Wade Keller has been covering wrestling as a true journalist since the late 80s. We first met Wade, I'm thinking, in the early 90s somewhere, maybe even when The Fan began. Wade Keller is an outstanding journalist in covering pro wrestling, and we're lucky to have Wade Keller on. If you want to check out his publication on a regular basis, pwtorch.com. He's also on X, and you can check out his excellent material. Wade, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. When you think of the power of Hulk Hogan and his success and his essential role in WWE becoming this billion-dollar industry, what comes to mind, sir?
I think the wrestling industry is a different place without Hulk Hogan. It's a fascinating conversation that I've had many times with people who, you know, follow this industry closely and study it and try to speculate about how many things were inevitable about natural expansion, growing popularity, international expansion, just taking off even more recently with WWE Raw moving to Netflix and being seen everywhere. And Hogan at least accelerated a lot of that. And it'll be debated for a long time, you know, where would wrestling be without him?
Sure.
I mean, no question about it, from the mid-80s until, you know, 2000, he was the biggest name in this industry. And right around that late 90s, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin burned hotter than Hulk Hogan ever did. But it was a shorter span of time. And then he had The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, take off. But again, he burned hot for a short period of time, went to Hollywood, and then only dropped in. So when you look at national era stars, Hulk Hogan stands above them all for duration and obviously just national and truly international name recognition.
You know this better than I, but for a long time, wrestling had these regional outlets. And Vern Gagne obviously had the one here for decades after decades after decades. And when Vince McMahon bought the entity from his father, WWF, he decided in some way, and I want you to explain in much greater depth, I'm going to try to go nationwide. I'm going to go challenge the Gagnes and the other folks across the country. And landing Hulk from Gagne was a huge part of that. So you answered it a little bit. Like, can they have that national success, Wade, and squash their competitors in the 80s if McMahon and Hogan aren't this perfect pair to drive this force onto itself, which made them bigger and caused their competitors to say, "Uncle, we're giving up"?
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of a perfect sports analogy. I remember watching late night reruns of the NBA Finals as a little kid, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and that brought me into the NBA. I was a fan then.
Sure.
And Hogan had that effect in terms of bringing new people in, no question about it. I'll dispel a myth. Attendance was better in the years before Hogan than during Hogan's peak because Vince McMahon Jr. consolidated wrestling and when I say he's known for expanding, but he consolidated what the national brand of wrestling was because the territory system was going to be antiquated anyway. And so Hulk Hogan was kind of like Michael Jordan too, in the sense that he was a singular figure that dominated for a while. And so kind of a sports discussion might be who would the NBA champions have been if not for Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
It probably would have been a variety of people. Maybe Clyde Drexler would have had his turn. Hakeem would have. That's the answer to Hulk Hogan. If not for Hogan, I think different people would have their turns, but I don't know that we would have seen one person rise. Maybe Ric Flair, maybe Kerry Von Erich. Jimmy Superfly Snuka was talked about by Vince McMahon as a backup plan, but the wheels were in motion. It was serendipity. The wheels were in motion for the territories to go away, essentially, and for there to be a national company because of the new technology of pay-per-view, because of cable television bringing stars, including the Ric Flair-based regional company in the Southeast. About the Four Horsemen because of that. So things were in motion to go national anyway. You and I watched world-class championship wrestling with the Von Erichs and Freebirds in syndication.
Sure. Yep.
Before
Absolutely.
The expansion.
Yep.
So the expansion was going to happen, but Hulk Hogan was sort of that Michael Jordan-esque figure that accelerated it, unified it, and really did give Vince McMahon an advantage with that marketable top star to go mainstream, be on Saturday Night Live. He was in the Rocky movie before going to WWE, but certainly that raised his star power too.
How much of the persona which was created, which allowed him to be this megastar, was Terry Bollea, who is Hulk Hogan, was his own idea versus Vince saying, "This is who I think you need to be"? It had to be some combination of the two, but how much was Hogan saying, "This is what we should do," compared to McMahon being the master, the dictator, and saying, "I'll tell you who it's going to be," and then it turned out to work out so brilliantly for both of them?
Vince McMahon took a finished product in Hulk Hogan and Hulkamania and had the marketing skills to amplify it and expand it. But the Hulk Hogan, who I watched in the AWA, wrestle Nick Bockwinkel, cut those memorable promos with the t-shirts, with the slogans on them. He'd start promos with his back turned, with a slogan on the back. He'd turn around, and then there'd be another slogan on the front.
Yes.
Hulk was already marketing. And Vince McMahon just amplified it. Hulk Hogan was a finished product when Vince McMahon Jr. sent a message through a middleman to Hulk Hogan. Well, I think he was at an AWA show in Chicago and said, "Call him." And then Vince McMahon lured him over after Hogan had a falling out with Vern Gagne over t-shirts. Vern started selling Hulk Hogan t-shirts when Hogan was in Japan, and Hulk got back and said, "Where's my cut?" And Vern goes, "You don't get a cut." That's the version Hogan tells. I think that's quite true.
Yeah.
And Vern didn't think Hogan would go anywhere. And then Vince McMahon offered him a deal, and he went, and the rest is history. So, Vern had Vern treated Hulk Hogan as a star and brought him in essentially as a partner because he was a big enough deal and a big enough draw. Clearly the future of the industry at that point. AWA might still be around today.
Couple last points with Wade Keller, who's been covering wrestling going back to the 80s, watching wrestling well before it. He's as good a journalist as you're going to get on a day like this. You want to check out Wade's excellent work. Go online, pwtorch.com. Pro Wrestling Torch is the way to track down Wade's information. Okay, among his issues on the negative side.
Yeah.
Which one of those stands out most to you?
I think the racist comments were most defining. Hulk Hogan's last big appearance for WWE was on the Raw debut on Netflix last January, earlier this year. He got booed.
Yep.
It was embarrassing. WWE at one point, when the anti-black comments came out and like jailhouse conversations with his son and other recordings with friends, WWE erased him from, you know, they just canceled him, basically took him off the website and all that. They ended up trying to ease him back in. Years later, Paul Levesque was sort of sympathetic. Triple H, who took over from Vince McMahon on the creative side, was kind of sympathetic to the idea of trying to rehab him. But yeah, that turned a lot of people against him, who forgave him for the steroid scandals of the early 90s because, you know, so many people were doing it. It was the thing to do. You know, Hogan told me in an interview I did with him 25 years ago, biggest mistake he ever made was lying on Arsenio Hall, saying he never took steroids to enhance muscles, just a couple times to repair some injuries. That really set the wheels in motion because people stopped trusting anything he said. So I would say, unfortunately for him, and it's sad, and he bungled the PR handling of it. I don't know how you spin the things he said when he didn't think anyone was listening. It was very revealing. That I think really soured. And unfortunately for him, I think eclipses the other scandals, especially the steroid related stuff.
Well, my youngest son loves wrestling, Wade. So we still watch. And when they had that debut of Netflix and they had every single star, and when he came out, I was listening to those boos and saying, my God, if you were watching this in the 80s and 90s and you would think Hulk Hogan comes out still with some wrestling and that, my God, most of the crowd is just booing him and saying, get off the stage. Yep. You wouldn't even believe it.
Yeah, and he tried to spin it afterwards as, well, people remember me as a heel, as a villain in WCW. Nobody bought it, you know, and you know, it was sad, but it was of his own doing.
Yep, exactly.
You know, and some of it was, you're just the nostalgia show and we're here to celebrate the future, but the vast majority of it was how poorly he responded to being exposed for having said very racist things on multiple occasions in what he thought would remain private conversations, which makes it worse because that's very revealing.
Yeah, that's really who you are. Hey, I hope you're having a lot of success. I still consume your information. I really appreciate you coming on a busy day, and be well going forward.
Thanks, Chad. Great connecting with you, and appreciate you having me on.
Wade Keller, outstanding as well, always. Wasn't surprised in any way. Wade's been covering this as a very good journalist for a long time. Jim Brunzell knew Terry Bollea for a long time, going back to their AWA days, their WWE days. Jim Brunzell on Hulk Hogan when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, Your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
My friend Jim Brunzell is kind enough to join us. He loves music. He lives wrestling. Jimmy, we have a bumper music theme every day. I have no part of it. Dave Harrigan, the producer you just talked to, always tells me, stay in your lane. You're not allowed. Even when I love music, it doesn't let me. Dave, tell Jim and our audience the name of that song.
It's called Hulk Hogan Slammed Andre the Giant by Wolfie's Just Fine, I believe an artist out of Canada.
Well, he did.
Yep.
He did.
That must have been that must have got cracked the top 150.
Yeah.
It's on the list.
1.5 billion, maybe. That's where that's the list that's on. But that is one of the signature moments of Hulk Hogan's career when he matched up with Andre the Giant. It was indomitable, invincible, and nobody would beat him. And Hulk beats him and wins the championship there. When, and I appreciate you coming on, my friend, when did you first meet Terry Bollea, Hulk Hogan?
Well, he came into Minneapolis, and I think it was either 78 or 79. And I had a gym that I opened in White Bear Lake called Jumpin' Jim's, gym. And I met him at Channel 11, and we got along, and we knew, I had some friends in the business that knew of him. And then, I had followed him a little bit when he was in New York. And then when he got here, he just blew the tires off everything. I mean, he was the biggest thing to hit the AWA ever.
And it was right away, correct?
Oh, incredible. I mean, he was a total package. I mean, he was a good looking guy. He was athletic, and he could talk, and he had thousands and thousands of tons of charisma. I mean, he was a golden goose, he had it rocking here, man. And then when he went to the WWE, I mean, it was all over for the 26 territories in the United States that were pro wrestling, because Vince took all the talent, and he had everybody to thank, and the biggest person to thank was Hulk Hogan, the Golden Goose.
Did you like him consistently as a person as long as you knew him?
Yes, I knew him 45 years. And I tell you, a lot of people ask about how he was a quiet guy. He had, two different lives, Hulk Hogan and Terry Bollea. And, I saw him in Japan when I was there, can't remember, it might have been in 70-something, 78 or something like that. And he's 6'7" and 310 pounds. And he got on the mat and wrestled Antonio Inoki, who was the Japanese champion.
He was a huge star at that point, right?
Oh, yeah. And Hulk just went in there and just, I mean, it was like, watching Brad Rangins wrestle, Nick Bockwinkle. It was just a great scientific wrestling match. And Hulk, a lot of people don't realize this, but he was a pretty good bass guitar player. Mm. And when he came to Minneapolis, I had some friends from White Bear who played in a band called Fragile. It was Jigs Lee and John Cast and Ron Rutz and Leroy Schultz. And I brought Hulk out to him one time. I can't remember. I don't know if it was Bunkers or where, but he got up and he played dun 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 dun. I'm trying to think of it, Buddy Guy or something like that.
Yeah.
And
he was pretty good.
It was incredible. He was incredible.
Really?
He was, yeah, he was a great, that's what his first love was, I think, you know, playing guitar.
Wow, I never heard that about him. Jim Brunzell is with us. Okay, did Vern go get him, or did Hulk say, here's a place I want to go and I can dominate? How did that transaction work when he was here?
Well, I think it was a little bit of both. He had left New York. And, you know, he could have gone anywhere. And he still had his gig in Japan, you know, for 6 to 10 weeks a year. And Vern got him here. And I think he even surprised Vern with his athletic ability and his charisma. And, you know, the fact that he just blew the doors open. I mean, it was record sellout after sellout after sellout. I mean, it was just phenomenal.
We were talking before you with Wade Keller, and I know this has come up before. Do you think Vern at that point just should have went to him and said, I'm going to make you a partner? You know, let's share this. I mean, for me to keep going, I can't have you just as a wrestler. I need to make you a partner. Is that realistic?
No.
Yep. How come?
And personally, this is my own feeling.
Sure.
And I've known Vern since I was 17 years old, 18 years old. I personally feel that because of Hulk Hogan, what his caricature was in wrestling and what he portrayed was totally different than the all-American athlete like Vern Gagne. And I just think personally that that might have hurt Vern's ego, even though if he would have done that, I think, you know, and who knows. Hulkamania started here in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and then it found its way to New York. But if he would have been the champion here, no telling. I mean, AWA would probably still be here.
This is Jumpin' Jim Brunzell. We're talking about the news today. Hulk Hogan dead at the age of 71. Jim, when some of the recordings came out where he's saying awful racist terms, including the worst one, a lot of his public image changed, including when he shows up at the Netflix opening act, when Netflix paid just an extraordinary amount of money to have WWE, to have Raw every Monday. Mm-hmm. And it was in L.A., and it was star after star, and they're getting cheered. And when he comes out, that place booed him. I mean, a lot of that place booed him. How do you think he reacted to that?
Well, you know, somebody else asked me about his racial, feelings. And, Chad, to be honest with you, I knew him 45 years. I never, ever got an inkling that he was a racist. He never said anything about any black wrestler, any situation. Probably the reason why they booed him is because he was a Trumpster. That's probably why they booed him.
I think it was both, right? I think some were mad, the politics. And I, you know me, I know you, I believe you, that whenever he was around you, but I also heard those comments. I mean, he said them. And with some people, they were disgusted by it.
Well, to be honest with you, Chad, I never heard him.
Yep.
I had heard wind of it, and it just didn't sound like him.
Yep.
And, you know, in the last 5 years or 6 years or 10 years, he's had 8 to 10 major surgeries on his back. And one of his surgeries lasts 10 hours. And then it went up to his neck, and then I think his neck surgery precipitated this cardiac arrest that he had this morning.
Yeah.
Because he had trouble with his neck, and they had mentioned, I saw some clips from Florida that he was in to see his cardiologist about some, you know, something that had gone wrong and with his rhythm. And then, you know, I didn't hear anything else of it. And then all of a sudden I'm driving home from working out and I heard he died. I had to pull over.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And I talked to Brian Blair, who was really a close friend of his.
What did he say?
And he could barely talk. He said that Nick, Hulk's son, called him at 8:47 this morning and told him that he'd passed from a cardiac arrest. And that's Brian said, he said, Jimmy, he said, my phone's been ringing. And he said, I just can't talk anymore. And he says, I'll see you in that. So, and, you know, it was such a shock because, you know, for wrestling itself is abuse of the body. And you know, when you're 6'7" and 310 pounds and hitting the ropes and jumping up 7-8 feet in the air and then landing on your rear.
It's hard on you.
For years, you know, it's going to do damage to you.
For sure.
And that's what it did. And people don't realize that, but, you know, there's a wear and tear that's incredible.
You sound great, sir. Stay healthy. Our paths will cross soon, and I always appreciate you helping us out.
Well, I appreciate your time, and also I appreciate your show. It's very, I like it. I call in probably too much, but
no, you don't.
Keep it up.
Keep calling.
Keep it up, Chad. Okay, peace, brother.
All right, peace to you, my friend. Jimmy Brunzell, a couple segments on Hulk Hogan. I mean, again, if you're thinking, well, it's a wrestler. He's pop culture.
Cultural icon.
I mean, in the
icon.
80s and 90s, he was everywhere. And even now, if you just said his name, Hulk Hogan, people are going to know it. They might say, oh, yeah, he's a wrestler. They might know, like, a long, long list. I was going to ask Major, we were running out of time, because Major gets, what movies an actor should get an Oscar? I was going to say, it's true that the Hulkster was denied an Oscar in Rocky III, right?
Yeah, I mean, Thunder Lips, dynamic character.
He was very good, actually. All right, our guy Collar. He'll be a part of the show all throughout the football season. The Vikings are about to start dominating every headline on the planet in this state. So Collar on the Purple when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Kyler is back with us. He will be all throughout the season. I pay attention to Purple Insider all throughout the year. You should also, in particular, once the Vikings are back at training camp, exhibition games not that far away, regular season not that far away. This guy is as good as anybody in town covering the Vikings. Matt is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How are you going to try to balance not overreacting to every step, every throw, every completion, every incompletion, every conversation that McCarthy and O'Connell have, that knowing the curiosity is off the charts on the kid QB, but we can't reach a grand conclusion every time his hands are basically backed up behind the center's booty?
I do think that is really hard balance to strike, because if we go back to someone like Kirk Cousins being the quarterback, certainly there were lots of up and down days in training camp. Sometimes it's a new concept that they're working through and he's struggling, or he's working through some sort of route combination that he's seeing if he can push it into a window and there's an interception. And we would just kind of go, meh, we know what Kirk Cousins is.
Right.
And, you know, all right, well, wasn't a good practice. I remember one practice at the end of 2022 where I think he threw six interceptions, and we were like, well, man, this offense, who knows? And then they blew out the Packers in week one. So, you know, it is a really hard thing to judge. So I think you have to balance understanding that there are going to be some tough days and try to pick apart like why that might have happened or what they're trying to advance with his game, while also being fair and knowing that we really won't know through week one. But the amount of interest from Vikings fans in every single throw and every single play is so through the roof that you feel like, yeah, I do have to overreact. I do have to go too far. So I think it's kind of painting the picture more than anything. Like, what does it actually look like? And then reminding everyone, hey, yesterday was one practice. Mm-hmm. They didn't have pads. I thought McCarthy looked really good, but just take it for what it is.
Okay, so let's just, we're extraordinarily early in this. From what your eyes have showed you and listening to others, what is your early impression on a guy this team needs to be? Well, you can answer that. What are your early impressions, and how good does he have to be considering all the strength in so many positions around him on this team?
So my impression, and I'll just include OTAs, minicamp, and then what I saw yesterday, and I'll even wrap in from last year, kind of the accumulation, which is funny because I've seen a lot of J.J. McCarthy practice, but only the people at practice have actually seen him. Like, the outside world hasn't seen this guy since a preseason game. And then before that, it was 2023 December, the last time that the nation saw a lot of J.J. McCarthy actually playing quarterback. But what I've seen so far, I think I would call the best case scenario for how J.J. McCarthy has looked. Physically, it looks like he's having no issues whatsoever with the knee and the recovery and throwing the football. There have been no setbacks. There have been no, well, JJ's limited today because he's got swelling in the knee or something like that. And I think what you can really see is when he first got here, he was throwing nothing but heaters, 99-mile-an-hour fastballs, and they were flying and hitting the mascot and stuff like that. But as he's gone along, he has really developed touch on the football. And I think if you're talking about what his evaluation was coming out of Michigan, you're talking about a totally different quarterback right now after working with Josh McCown and Kevin O'Connell. As long as he has, there are a lot of things about how he throws the football that I think have improved enormously, even despite missing all of that time. And the other thing is that I asked O'Connell about it the other day, and he used the word presence. And I think that's the exact right word, that when he walks out there, there's a lot of players who have more money than him, that are older than him, that are more accomplished than him, but you have no question about who the guy is on this team. And I think that's something you can just feel and you can just see in a practice. He doesn't ever look like this is over his head. He doesn't ever look like it's moving too fast for him. And I think those are really, really good signs. And we need to see more in pads to kind of get all of that. And as far as just the expectation goes, I think, you know, out of the frying pan and into the fire, like this is a team that's got very, very high expectations. They haven't shied away from it. The players haven't shied away from it. They know. They won 14 games last year, 13 2 years ago. A lot of the players from last year are still here in the core, and they look around and go, who's got a better roster than us? And all you need is J.J. McCarthy to do his job, and this team can be very, very good. That is a lot of pressure on him, but he's also been a kid that's always had a lot of pressure. Michigan playing for Harbaugh, national championship, first-round draft pick. It's not something that he has seemed afraid of when he goes out there to lead this team.
Brian Flores addressed the media, what was it, about 45 minutes, an hour ago? What stood out to you in that conversation?
I think with Flores, what stood out more than anything was that he didn't want to really go into the Dallas Turner thing too deeply. When he was asked about Dallas Turner, he kind of gave a like very generic, well, you know, every player is supposed to get stronger and things like that. They have been talking a lot about Dallas Turner and this big step that they expect him to make. And, you know, I always kind of combine judging what they say and what they do. And when those things match up, I think it's the truth. And with Dallas Turner, they have been hyping him up for this year, saying he's going to take a big next step. And what they did not do is go out and get anybody else to play ahead of him. Like, this is his job, but figuring out what his job is going to be with Van Ginkle and Grenard is an interesting question. And I don't know that we're going to be able to really identify it in camp. I think it's going to be a lot of the basics for him. And then week one, we'll really see how they're going to use Dallas Turner. But I thought it was interesting that Flores seemed like he was kind of going to keep his cards close to the vest on what he wants to do with Turner this year. And I think it's just interesting that Turner is such a part of the conversation because every other position is so good on the field. It's like, well, what guy's unproven? Let's ask him about Dallas Turner again. The only other thing I would say that came up was Josh Patelis playing more of a traditional safety position. And Flores kind of downplayed that a little bit, but that's what's been happening in practice is he is taking over for Cam Bynum. He's not playing, at least on day one, mm-hmm. in the Josh Metellus like hybrid role. And also, you know, Metellus is doing everything out there despite negotiating his contract. So those were the kind of main things that came up.
This is Matthew Collar. He runs Purple Insider. He brings in a lot of different people, whether it's one-on-ones, whether it's collaboration, it's podcasts, it's video, it's the mailbag on Friday. If you pay attention at all to the Vikings, you should consume Purple Insider. So I agree with you on the skill set on this team at a high level, except for one spot, cornerback. Are they really strong there? Isn't that still an area where you can say you have some pretty good questions about that group? Maybe not Murphy, but after him.
I would say it could be. It could be. If you look at the small sample size of Isaiah Rodgers as a starter and a fill-in player in the NFL so far in his career, the data is really good on him, and his physical tools are really good. He ran at a pro day a sub 4.3, so this guy is extremely fast. And anytime he's gotten a chance to play, he's been good in the NFL. He just has not become one of those like 1,000-snap guys yet, I think in part because defenses are turning into rotations all the time to keep guys fresh. So last year, I think including the playoffs, he played something like 500 snaps and was very good for the Philadelphia Eagles. So it's a little bit of a Brian Flores bet. But I do agree with you that there are questions here. I mean, we know Byron Murphy is what he is, and he's in his prime. He's a good player. Harrison Smith, at some point, age comes for everybody. Is that this year? Mm-hmm. Does it sustain from where he was last year, which was certainly good enough to have a top five defense and not the 2017 Harrison Smith, but still good? And how they manage that safety position is certainly interesting as well, with Theo Jackson looking to me like he's going to be kind of a dime defensive back that works in. But I also think that it's a little bit of we have to nitpick one part of the roster because the front seven is so good. And the guy that everybody is watching is Jeff Okuda, former number 3 overall draft pick, who has not worked out in the NFL so far. He was taking first-team reps in nickel yesterday, but I think they want Mekhi Blackmon to win that job still, but kind of bring in the veteran, set the bar for Mekhi Blackmon to overreach. You know, I mean, that's why it's just day one and there's weeks to go. But if they end up with, you know, anybody getting hurt and Jeff Okuda's starting, then yeah, you could have some questions about that unit.
And like they did last year, they still can add somebody. They have the flexibility. Last question for you, sir. When is this offensive line completely healthy and having all five guys out there? Because, you know, that's certainly a huge part of this offseason. The size and the quality that they added on the offense and defensive line to play more power football, to be more physical. But they need those folks healthy. And let's talk about the two guys who aren't on the PUP list but aren't out there practicing right now on the offensive line.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is that Darisaw and Fries not being on the PUP list was enormous. And Will Fries did take reps yesterday. It wasn't a full workload, but he was out there, which is a good sign, because that means he's going to get essentially a full training camp preseason to be ready to go for week one. That's the expectation. With Darisaw, Kevin O'Connell has just continually praised his rehab process and talked about how hard he's worked at it. And the fact that he got out there for minicamp really surprised me. I was like, wow, okay, he's already out there. And yesterday was doing quite a bit, not the team stuff, but was still doing quite a bit. So I think the expectation is that there's a good chance that week one they have a complete offensive line, because it sounded like, from what O'Connell said, that they were hoping to get Darisaw into 11-on-11s later in training camp, and then we'll see about week one. But even if it's not week one, then week two, something like that. Kind of another best-case scenario for him in terms of his rehab. But if you do the actual math for how many months he'll have to recover, it's about the same as T.J. Hockenson had by the time he came back from his ACL. So I think there is a good shot that to start the season, they're going to Chicago with their full offensive line.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you on a regular basis next few months.
Thank you.
Matthew Collar, Purple Insider. Check it out. Check out Pella. Check out Pella, Northland.com. Look at your condo. Look at your house. Maybe you just change windows so you know. But 99% of us, unless we've visited a place like Pella, and by the way, there are not many places like Pella, 100 years in business, so many customers all across the country, you just don't have business like that. But unless you've checked them out, you're like, are they clean? Are they dirty? Are they keeping my house cool when it's supposed to be cool and warm when it's supposed to be warm? It's way more than that. So go to PellaNorthland.com. Schedule this. How about this? A no obligation free visit to your home or condo. They're not the type of company. They've been around too long. They're too successful. They're going to come in and say, guess what? Every window stinks. Here's an enormous bill. Here's the one window that works for your house. And by the way, it's our most expensive. No, they're going to come in and tell you the truth. If 95% of your windows are still good, they'll say, let's concentrate on the other 5%. Then they'll say, do you want to renovate? Do you want to remodel? Do you want to make changes? How big do you want to make the changes? At where I used to live, it was the kitchen, and they changed it up great. And when I moved, I made sure Pella windows and doors would be part of the place I want to live for a long, long time. They're great. Go to their showroom also in Woodbury or Plymouth. Great people, great customers, great opportunity, and to be set for a long, long time. PellaNorthland.com. Your Lindis time check is 1:54. Time to upgrade with GAF hail-resistant roofing and save 75% on installation labor. Offer ends the end of this month. This came up a couple months ago. I forget the topic, but you spotted this again today. A simple brain scan in your 40s can reveal how long you may have to live, depending upon how fast your body's aging. Researchers from Duke University, obviously couldn't get into ASU, discovered that the MRI brain imaging during midlife can accurately determine the pace someone is aging biologically, helping doctors predict the onset of several diseases, including Alzheimer's. So I ask the audience right now at 651-461-9226, a simple yes or no question. you turn 41, like the gentleman I'm looking at right now. This month, you turned 41.
Thank you for reminding me.
Do you want to know how long you're going to live? Dave's literally at that point. But think back to when you're 41. Would you have wanted to know at that point, Dr. Vinny Boombatz, that's for you, Carter, walks in and says, lays a sheet down and it says 47. Another guy walks in, 94. Female walks in, 77. And they're saying, we think this is pretty accurate. Can't guarantee it. You can't sue us. But you get to know at that point your ballpark age. Yes or no, 651-461-9226. Would you want to know when scientists are telling you your life is most likely going to end? Dave Harrigan, you say what?
If we're just ballparking it, taking a educated guess, I think I do. I think I do. Mainly
how come?
Because if the number is 47, you know, if it's coming a lot quicker than I would
staying
like.
Staying right here, I know that.
I'm out before the show ends. I'm out before we get to CBS at the top of the hour. You know
what?
If they're telling me, you know, you're going to make just fine, you've got another few decades left, then I guess I don't really care that much to know. But if the answer is, it's coming quick, sorry. Yeah, I want to live as much life as I can if I've only got 5, 6, 8 years left.
It's a very good answer.
Of course it is.
Because it's so shocking that it was a very good
Am
answer.
Am I wrong?
Elizabeth! Yeah, if all of a sudden, I guess I might go in there and say, I don't want you to tell me unless it's in the next 5 years, and then I just want to let you know, it's been a good relationship, you're never seeing me again.
Correct.
But at 41, do I want to know it's 67? Or it's 94? I think I'd be too boxed in. We're going to go an extra minute.
But even if it's 67... immediately, I'm thinking, all right, I've got some more time to work, but early retirement's got to happen.
Yeah. But, okay, so what do you, I guess your the disease you're facing is going to pop up at some point, but are you just looking around the corner that whole time?
Yeah, you might be, but also you could probably start with some preventative stuff, especially if we're talking dementia, Alzheimer's kind of things. You know, if you can get a handle on it before it's actually got a handle on you, maybe there's something you can do to prolong things a little bit, or at least just make your life a little better.
We'll take a look at some of your texts. So send more. We'll touch on this a little bit. So again, study in your 40s, brain aging. They think they can give you an indication of how long you're going to live. You're Dave's age. You're 41. Would you want that available to you? I'm a little more dubious than Dave outside of the fact that it'd be, hey, might be later today. CBS, Ari, and plenty more next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.